Om sahana bhavatu, sahanao bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Let's see, let me just announce here. We're on page, Bhandarkar, book 2, page 161. Last 4 or 5 lines.
Adhrahi vicharyamane swartha eva prana parityaga ayam asahya shoka vedana pratikaratvat atmanaha. So atra is here. Atrahi, indeed. Vicharyaman, is to think, and vicharyaman is at the present participle, ending in locative. Vicharyamani.
Yeah, but with the yakara, I think that this is from vichar, or vicharya would be when being analyzed.
Right, when being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a passive sense, right?
Yeah. Past.
Passive.
No, sorry.
Passive.
Present passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A participle, right? Yeah. When being analyzed.
Uh-huh.
And here, when being analyzed, swartha is selfishness. Eva again.
It'd be swartaha, right?
Swartha.
You have to...
Oh, swartha, sorry.
And you know that selfishness, it's really, just really means for one's own sake.
Yeah.
Artha.
Oh, swa-artha.
Swa-artha.
Ah.
As opposed to par-artha, for the sake of another. Swa-artha is for one's own benefit,
right.
One's own sake. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. In Hindi, it is swa-artha, but it's always meant in a negative sense.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Swa-artha. swa-artha, eva. And then here's the compound, which breaks down as prana, life. Parityaga is abandoning, giving up. Then ayam is masculine, is this, from idam. Prana parityag ayam. Then asahya shoka, an unbearable grief. Asaya cannot be born. And then vedana is also suffering. Pratikaratvat. Pratikaratvat is a solution. I think it had is a pratikara, right, from, no, it can't have an ending. Pratikaratvat is a remedy for something.
Pratikara is a remedy or reversing something, making something right. You know, remedy is good.
I think.
Pratikara. Pratikaratvat.
Right, pratikaratvat. But pratikaratvat, it cannot have an ending in the middle. I think I didn't pay attention to this. I just took it as a remedy. But it says pratikaratvat atmanah. So, that's the ending of the compound right there, pratikaratvat. And then atmanah is the next word. Okay,
yeah.
So it's just sandhi. It ends there and then it's in sandhi with atmanah. Okay, so then pratikaratvat is really if we were to pratikara twat, I'm confused.
Remember when you have twat, it's good to translate it because of being.
Because
and
of
the,
being. Or
the subject of it's always going to be in the genitive.
Being.
See that atmana has genitive. Pratikara twat atmana. But then you have this whole...
For the sake of the self.
Because of being a remedy.
Because of being, a remedy for...
No.
For the self.
Yeah, a remedy of or for, it's still genitive.
Right.
But
okay, so atmanaha is in genitive there,
mm-hmm.
And then atmanaha is the next word. And so the prior thing is sort of adjectival, really. The entire compound before Atmanaha is then...
What is the compound before Atmanaha?
So the compound before Atmanaha then ends in Pratikaratvat. So that compound says, because of being a remedy from Vedana...
For, it's a remedy of something.
Remedy of, okay, remedy
the object of,
Vedana,
remember so the object or subject of a gerund type not noun. It's the remedy of something, like the remedy of the crying, means for the crying.
So then it's a shashti.
Yeah.
It's a shashti tatpurusha.
Yeah.
So karatvat is a shashti tatpurusha Vedana. And also asahya shoka. Asahya shoka and Vedana are like this and this. So both of them, I guess, are...
What's the compound between shoka and Vedana?
Dvandva, maybe.
Yeah.
And then that becomes one unit, and then if you go back, then it's I am just this shoka, I guess, or...
Read the compound backwards.
Right, I'm trying to read it backwards. So if we read backwards, it goes from pratikaratvat, asaya shoka vedana pratikaratvat. So it's a remedy from unbearable grief and suffering.
That's right.
But that in itself is one compound? Or
so how would asahya go with the second one, the next one, shoka vedana? Or shoka vedana yoho would be.
Oh, I was reading asahya shoka as one word.
I would take asahya goes with the unbearable grief and suffering.
I guess it could go both ways. Yeah, asahya shoka. So then it would go with, that would be an adjectival. So karmadharya with shoka and vedana.
With the dvandva. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, with the...
It's a karmadharya with the dvandva.
Right.
And the dvandva. And the dvandva is in what relationship to pratikaratvat?
And the dvandva is in shashti tatpurusha, to the
karatvat. Yeah, that's right. Are you with it then?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it say? Why don't you do the next prior compound? What's
so that? This is what I'm asking. So this actually was, ayam was ending one compound, and this was another.
No, ayam means this.
Yeah, I am is just this. Okay, so
it's just by itself.
So then when we go back, it'll be I am this parityaga, which is prana parityaga I am, abandoning this.
The
life.
Abandonment of prana.
Right.
So, means, yeah.
Dying,
giving up the life.
Suicide.
Giving up the pranas, actually, they take that in plural when you're killing yourself. Mm-hmm. It's the giving up the pranas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that entire thing says it's a remedy from the unbearable shoka and vedana.
One's own, atmanaha.
Right, for one's own.
Of oneself, it's one's remedy. Because of being a remedy for a person, right, of unbearable grief and suffering. Because of being one's remedy for the whole compound is related to Atmanaha.
Right.
Yeah.
So abandoning the pranas because of being a remedy for one's own unbearable.
You'd say swarataha eva prana parityagaha ayam. This prana parityagaha is swarata eva. Is swarataha eva.
It's
only for one's own sake.
Right.
This abandoning the prana is only for one's own sake because of being a remedy.
But Carol, here is what's confusing me. Is the beginning of the compound is prana, and the end of the compound is pratikaratvat, right?
No.
No. Prana parityagaha. I'll let you do it, Tara.
So you've got prana parityagaha. Tiagaha, that's a compound, and then you have ayam standing alone.
Okay, so that's one that makes much more sense.
And then you have the
prana
next compound.
Yeah. Oh, because it has the gaha ending.
Yes.
And then it's the ayam, that's why it goes to the o.
That's right, exactly.
That makes sense. That makes much more sense. Okay, so then it's just saying, so when considered here, the giving up of prana is for one selfish reason alone, because it gives, because of being a remedy for one's unbearable suffering.
That's pretty close. Tara, let's hear how you did it.
Oh, I've messed it up. So I basically, what I would say is, this, upon, you know, when considering this giving up of the prana.
You could say, because here when being analyzed, right? Atrahi vicharyamane lokarav.
Okay.
He can be because here, atrahi vicharyamane, here when being analyzed.
Here when being analyzed. Mm-hmm. Oh, here when being analyzed, this giving up of the prana is only for one's, is for one's own purpose only.
Mm-hmm.
Because of being a remedy for the insufferable sorrow.
Oh,
for one's own insufferable sorrow.
And suffering.
And suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Do you see it, Kiki?
Yeah.
Any things about the compounds or anything?
No.
Why don't you read it for us then?
Okay. Atrahi vicharyamane.
Atrahi vicharyamane.
Swartha eva. Prana parityagyoyam.
Prana parityagyoyam.
Asahya shoka vedana.
Asahya shoka vedana.
Pratikaratvat.
Pratikaratvat.
Atmanaha.
Good.
Uparatasya tu nakamapi guna mavahiti.
Gunam avahati.
Yeah.
Avahati.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. Avahati. Uparatasya is genitive singular, and it means for the dead or for the deceased,
mm-hmm.
for the person who has died. Tu, but, and na kamapi. Kamapi is, does that mean anyone or any?
Anyone or anything.
Anything.
But with the negative, it's nothing, right?
Nothing.
Oh, it
yeah,
becomes
right.
Absolute.
Nothing.
And what case is it?
It is kamapi,
mm-hmm.
accusative singular.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing.
It's accusative singular of ka.
It's an indefinite.
Ka?
No.
You have to explain what it is. What's kamapi?
It's kam plus api.
Oh, okay, ka.
And it's come from kaha.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it could be api, chit, or chana. They all, any one of those
kinchit.
Three, yeah, like
yeah,
kin.
Can do that.
Yeah. It'd be kanchit.
Kanchit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kanchit, kanchana, or kamapi. Makes indefinite. Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
And then when you combine the indefinite with the na, it becomes
an absolute.
An absolute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have gunam avahati. Gunam meaning quality or virtue or merit. And then avahati is from a and va. And it's the present third person singular to for bring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, should it be guna? Or I was getting confused between gunam and guna.
It's gunam.
It's a masculine noun.
It's a masculine noun, though. It's gunaha.
Gunaha, but when you put it in a compound, it should not have an ending, right?
It's not a compound here.
Oh, gunavahiti. It's just there's no.
Yeah, so we don't have any compound in this sentence.
Right. Okay.
So basically,
it's just a separate word. Yeah, gunam and avahiti. Okay.
So basically, what it's seeing here is, but for the deceased, it does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bring
any
merit.
Anything good.
Yeah. Anything good.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I have not done entirely, but let me try it. Okay. So na tavat tasya ayam pratyujivana upayah na dharma upachaya karanam na
Can I interject just in your reading, because you're creating a problem already?
Okay.
The first one starts with a na,
right,
and it goes all the way through to pratyujivana upayaha, and then the second section.
Oh, so the na is not the coming after. Okay. Right.
Yeah, everything
I
starts.
I know each one had a na in it, mm-hmm. but yeah. I was mixing up what na goes where.
Yeah.
Okay. So na tavat tasya ayam pratyujivana upayaha. Na dharma upachaya.
No.
I can't read this, sorry. Is it dharmo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's dharma upachaya karanam.
Mm-hmm.
Na shubha loka uparjana hetu. And then this na is particularly the prior one. But
hetu, no.
Hetu.
No.
Then
you started with na. Na shubha loka.
Right.
Uparjana hetuhu.
Hetuhu, and then na niraya pata pratikaraha, na darshana upayaha, na paraspara samagama nimittam.
Good.
Okay, so na tavat tasya ayam. Mm-hmm. Tavat is a na tasya form for.
Or tavat can just be emphasis here.
Okay, yeah, and because the a lot was not making sense mm-hmm. to me. Tasya tayoteshu. So, genitive singular, him, I am this. Okay, so, not for him.
What if you just say, na pratyujivana upayaha? It is not. Tavat, definitely. It is not.
Oh, it is not.
This is not.
This is not restoring. Okay, so pratyujivana is restoring to life, and upaya is a remedy. So this is not a remedy for restoring him to life.
Yeah, for bringing him back to life or another body.
Bringing him back to life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, so this compound is pratyujivana upaya. This is then a remedy for. So this would be a shashti tatpurusha. So then the next clause is na dharma upachaya karanam, and then it says not. It doesn't dharma upachaya is increasing or storing.
Mm-hmm.
Karanam is a means to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a means for increasing or storing wealth. Dharma. Sorry, not wealth.
Yeah, for dharma. Increasing dharma.
It is not a way of increasing dharma. Na shubha loka. Shubha loka is a happy
heaven
loka,
world.
Heaven world.
Shubha loka is heaven.
Shubha loka. And then uparjana hetuhu na. Uparjana, I don't know what that means. It's to gain, maybe?
Bringing or gaining.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Gaining, okay. So it is not a means, hetu is a means, I think, hetu. Mm-hmm. So it is not a means to gain a shubha loka. Mm-hmm. And then in this compound, it will be hetu uparjana shubha. Shubha loka by itself is, heaven world.
What's shubha loka? What kind of compound is that, just shubha loka?
Okay, so it is just oppositional, so it will just be a karmadharya,
mm-hmm.
I think.
And
shubha loka is a karmadharya, and then uparjana hetuhu is a means of, so would that be a tritiya?
No, it would be uparjana hetu, what is that?
Uparjana hetu is a means of obtaining. So, so is it adjectival or third, or tritiya? I'm not sure.
Well, you put the secret word in there, a means of.
So it's just shashti.
Yeah.
It's just shashti.
And what about the shubha loka with uparjana?
So, a means of obtaining. So then that would be tritiya?
No, it's shashti again. A means of the obtaining of the heaven world. It's two shashtis.
You know what? I think because of hetu, I'm getting confused because it's a means of. I think I'm putting that in the verbal context.
Remember, there's used three words here: upaya,
yeah.
Karana,
mm-hmm.
and hetu. Yeah, upaya yeah. has more of the sense of a means, an instrument of something. Kadana is more causal, and yeah. hetu means cause. But they're all three of them are used in the same way, yeah. right?
Right. Okay.
It's being a cause for.
Uh-huh. And then the next one is na niraya pata pratikaraha. So niraya is hell, and pata is falling into, and pratikara again is. Like hetu karana upaya is a remedy.
Yeah.
So it's saying it's not a remedy, but it should be a remedy.
In English, we'd say for descending into. It's not a remedy for descending into hell, for falling into hell.
Doesn't prevent you from falling into hell.
Na darshana upaya, and it's not a means of seeing. Mm-hmm. Na paraspara. Samagam nimittam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, I don't know what this means. I know nimittam means.
It's again like all the others,
cause.
Upaya, karanam.
Yeah.
Okay. Is nimittam
the cause?
And
mm-hmm. then paraspara samagama. Paraspara is each other, is that what
mm-hmm.
it means?
Samagamam, for each other, samagama, coming together.
Ah,
confluence.
Right.
Like two rivers come together, that's samagama. When two rivers join, here, paraspara, each other.
So this is also not a means
of joining each other. Yeah.
Joining who?
The dead person that you committed suicide for. Remember, this whole thing is about sati.
Joining mm-hmm. together with the wife and the husband, mm-hmm. right?
So,
and darshana is seeing the husband again.
Parapara just means each other.
Mm-hmm. Paraspara.
Paraspara.
Other.
Yeah.
So each other.
Paraha.
Uh-huh.
Other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's just
the joining of one with the other, you can say, you know, two coming right. together.
So this entire giving up of the life is not a means for any of these things. It's
yeah.
not a means for, okay.
Doesn't accomplish, not a means
right.
for any of it. Is it clear? Any problems with any of it? Tara?
No, that one's, mm-hmm. I did fine on that one, it's the next one that I didn't.
I did fine once I got into it. When I first thought it, I thought, oh no, this sentence is too long.
I know,
I
thought. But then it just had, you know, it was all the na-na-na, and you could see what was happening after the first or second one.
Yeah. Okay, Kiki, you want to read?
Oh, right. Natavat tasya ayam.
Natavat tasya ayam.
Pratyujivano upayo.
Pratyujivano upayo.
Na dharmo pachaya karanam. Na shubha loko parjana heturna.
That brief is a visarga heturna.
Yeah, I said the na already. Niraya pata pratikaro. Na darshana payo. Na paraspara samagata nimittam.
Anyameva swakarma pala paripakko pachitam asa vavasho niyate pumim. That's Pumi, right? Pumi Asava Yat Makatinaha Kevalam Enasa Samyujate. Okay. So we have, is it Anyam, feminine accusative singular for other, and Eva. And then I had some trouble with this compound and I think another one. Anyway, so we have swakarma pala and then paripaka. And then I'm not sure what the rest is. So is it?
It's paripaka. Upachitam.
Okay, so is that the whole...
Mm-hmm.
So swakarma pala paripaka upachitam. That's the compound, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was all right with that. So we have one's the fruit of one's own karma, becoming ripe. So the and then upachitam is accumulated.
It can be, or can also be like that was collected, accumulated, or you can also say that which is full of or replete with.
What would be best here?
I don't know.
Okay. It says collected for upachita in the back.
Okay, collected. And so it's in the accusative singular, feminine accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the accumulation of one's own, or the collection of one's own ripe karma. And then we have avashaha, which is nominative singular for helpless, mm-hmm. masculine.
You have asal, you got asal, right?
Asal.
Asau avashaha.
Okay, so what is asau?
It's the nominative singular masculine or feminine of udas. Means
what?
he or
oh
she.
Oh my god, I knew that. I just was like, could not find it.
Okay. It's a pronoun from udas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I knew it was that. And I kept looking through the declension, and for some reason, I just didn't see it. I was like, I know this is. Okay, so it's udas. Hold on. Udas,
right?
Yeah. Masculine. And it's masculine singular? Yeah.
Or feminine. It's masculine or feminine.
Or right, masculine or feminine. That's
yeah.
right.
That's right. Singular. It's okay. And it's for he or she, right?
But avashaha is an adjective, and it's in the masculine.
Right, so it's for him.
Yeah.
For him.
Right.
So, is from ni, and it's present third person singular, or it could be passive, but I don't think
it's passive.
It is passive.
Yeah, from ni.
Passive third person.
Ni is first dominate, first parasamipada, to lead or to take, or to bring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ni is to take or to bring. It's also leading, right?
To lead, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Lead or conduct.
That's the most common,
led.
But it also means the other.
Was led, I guess. It's because it's
is led.
Is led.
Te is present tense. Atmanepada. It says ni te,
right?
Yeah. Is led.
Oh, I thought you said it was passive here.
Passive. Is led. As opposed to he leads.
Right.
It is led.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said.
Passive.
I thought you were telling me that wasn't led. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And then, is it bumim? Is that the next?
Bumim, right.
Bumim, okay, that's... So it's accusative singular for earth.
And is it masculine, feminine?
It's feminine.
Good.
And then, so we have this whole thing here. So I think the next thing is, do we have a sow again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have bhakya, which is an indeclinable. Is that right? No.
Sorry, hang on a second. I was trying to look at Paripaka.
Oh, no. It can't be.
Bhumim, asau, api.
So we have api.
Yeah.
Okay.
Api.
So we have api, and then api. We have atmagat.
Gatinaha.
Gatinaha. And that's, I think it's genitive, plural.
Yeah.
For those who commit suicide.
Not plural.
It's not, oh, it's singular. No, it's singular. I'm sorry, I wrote down all the possibilities for that. It's genitive, ablative or genitive singular.
Yeah.
So the one who commits suicide, for the one who commits suicide. And then kevalam is, does it, I've looked it up, is it, it says peculiar, selfish, exclusive, uncommon.
Or does it mean only?
Or is it only?
It usually means, only? I mean, it has different meanings, but it can be just adverbial only. Here, kevalam, just
okay.
only.
Okay.
Yeah, solely.
Only.
Solely.
Yeah.
And then... Inasa is from anus, and it's instrumental singular for sin, and then samyujite, which is also the passive, third person singular, for samyuj, and it means to join or bound. It's bound, is bound or joined.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, let me just look for a second because I had some holes, so I didn't really come up with the translation. So other is going with that first compound, right? The swakarmapala paripaka upachitam, because that's declined in the feminine accusative singular, so that goes with other.
I don't know.
No, not necessarily.
I don't know that it's feminine, because the first asau is masculine because of the avashaha. I think he's gone to it like a, what do you call it, a collective masculine, where the masculine is used just for all human beings.
But what about upachitam?
That goes with anyam bumim.
Anyam. Yeah, that's what I was saying. So that
anyam bum, and anyam goes to bumim.
Another world. Okay.
Which is?
So the helpless asau.
The helpless, that person. That person
goes to another world.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who commits suicide.
You could say that a person helplessly is led, is taken, right?
Okay.
And that helpless person is the one who's suffering his own karma.
No, the.
So karma palapari. He's the one who's.
I'll let you do it, Tara.
No. Actually, I'm not sure.
Well, look at that anyam goes to bumim. Bumim is feminine.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. And so does swakarma, pala, paripaka, upachitam.
Okay.
All of these go to bumim.
Okay.
The other world, which is full of the maturing karma, results of his own karma.
I see.
Right.
So that entire compound, swakarma, is adjectival to bumim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So as is anyam.
Anyam, right.
So
right.
That he is helplessly led to another world. Which is full of the maturing karma. Mm-hmm, the maturing of the fruits of his karma.
Okay.
Which is a accumulation of the maturing of the fruits of his karma.
Okay.
That's what brought him there. That's what that bumi is.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, so after bumim, that's a complete statement there. Then you have asau api atma ghatinaha kevalam anasa samyujate.
Okay.
So asau samyujate. He also asau api samyujate. He also is then what? United. He is also united.
Only to.
He also is united.
Only to
with
sin,
the sin.
Only to himself.
With the sin of killing himself.
So, but that's the one that commits suicide. It's not the helpless one that's led away to the world.
Well, the problem is that the first asau is just says he is helplessly led to another world. But it's more general.
Uh-huh.
So he is helplessly led to another world. He doesn't have any say about it.
Right.
Which is really the accumulation of his of his karmas that are now maturing.
Right.
And now he is also united with the sin of killing himself.
I thought the one who's led away is the anyam, the other ones, as opposed to him now.
That's how I
No, that's
him,
because the you can't do that.
Oh,
I'll tell you why. The anyam is feminine. The asau is masculine because of the avashaha. The anyam is in the accusative. So accusative feminine singular.
Right.
Okay.
Anyam
so that
bumi.
Anyam bumim.
It's not yet.
So he is helplessly led. Asau avashaha niyate. He is helplessly led to the bumi. To another bumi, which is the result of his prior karma.
Yeah.
He also is united, you know?
Only with the
he alone, you could see, well, the kevalam can be, he is only united, he is Kevalam doesn't really make sense there. It's adverbial. I take it as adverbially. He is...
He's only united with the sin. He's led there, but he's only united with the sin of suicide.
Yeah, with the sin of killing himself.
Wow, okay.
Asau apiece. He also, samyujite, anasa samyujite. Then you have the atmaghatinaha, anasa, with the sin of killing himself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the kevalam, I wonder what other meanings we have for kevalam as an adverb.
Well, some of the things that I found were peculiar, selfish, exclusive, uncommon. There's more, but I just wrote those down.
And you know what I realized? Because I looked at this guy's translation throughout, and I realized that he's just like one of us.
Yeah.
And he makes mistakes, but he does make mistakes,
yes,
but
yes.
Still he's really helpful.
Yeah,
but you can't think he's not
context,
the teacher, you know?
Yeah, because I think he does it in that way that we were thinking, Kiki.
But it can't be right.
He says, other dead people being helpless are led away to the place, the dwelling in which they merit on account of their past deeds. But this man, so he's making it out.
Yeah, like it's two different cases.
But this man who forsakes his life for another is bound in the sin of having committed suicide.
You know, they have in the book something that says nakevalam blah 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 api. Here we've got nakevalam and api, and that would mean but. Let me just see if that works, just as a use of kevalam. I finally just lost my place.
Not only
merely, solely, entirely, absolutely, but then with na kevalam dash a p, not only but.
See, not then only for this but.
Yeah. Like, say if you took it like that, it would be.
Oh, so then not only is he led to that place, but then he's tied.
He is tied to the sin of killing himself.
Oh, well, maybe that's what it is.
But he... Oh, there's no negative. That won't be it.
Anyam. Is that from Anya Anyam?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Feminine. You could say maybe it's something like this, where it's saying that he is helplessly led to another bhumi, you know, which comprises the maturing of all of his karmas, which consists of the maturing karmas, right? His own maturing karmas. It's the way they put this, it means like the maturing of, okay, his karmas. And also... with the api, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just and. Api can be and also. And he is, with kevalam, invariably united with the sin of having killed himself. See, otherwise, when you take a... that's going with him. The sin of having killed himself, that sin alone is traveling with him to this next... to this next bhumi, which is comprised of all of the previously accrued karmas that are now maturing. But what's going with him invariably is this papa of having killed himself.
Right.
And so that's going to be instrumental into the next life that he gets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's attached to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's causing this next birth. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That means it's not going to be a very good next birth.
No.
It's not just random bunch of karmas that are the collective karmas that are meaningful to his life. This means that he's killed himself. So this karma is going to be paramount in directing his next life. Yeah. I think that's the idea anyway.
Yeah, okay.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Okay. Anyameva.
Anyameva.
Svakarma pala.
Svakarma pala.
Paripakaha.
No, paripaka.
Oh, sorry. Paripaka.
Paripaka.
Upachitam.
Upachitam.
Asau avashaha. Niyate.
Niyate.
Bhumim.
Asau api.
Asau api. Atmaghatinaha.
Atmaghatinaha.
Kevalam enasa. Sanyujyate.
Good. Let's see what we're going to do next week for this. We'll do... Lesson 20. I guess we can read on our own the section on there, what he has to say about the Bahuvahi, and read Goldman also.
Yeah.
And then do the sentences.
And Avyayipav, what the heck
is that? It's adverbial compounds.
Avyayipav.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. They're important. If you look on page 167 at the bottom of the English, he gives a whole list of, so you can recognize. We use them all the time. So on the bottom of page 167, there's two sentences, and then on 168, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to do those five sentences?
So my page numbers are different. I want to make sure I have the right one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The one that ends with asan.
That one that begins with asan. Mm-hmm. That sentence is
that
the fifth.
Right.
Yeah. Because the rest is, the next one's a paragraph. If you want to do that paragraph, that's fine with me. But should those be enough?
I think that's good, because it'll just be me and Kiki.
Yeah.